It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Circle. Could you be mine? Square. It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. I was thinking about you the whole time I was coming to this house. Yeah, I thought, I bet you'll be there. And there you were. You always get here just a little before I do. Walking down the street and up to this place, and then come inside. I like to see you here. Let's feed the fish right away, okay? Fish, I bet you'd like something to eat, wouldn't you? There. You hungry? Fish live down in the water all the time. They have to stay inside the water. Some animals don't go into the water at all. Other animals like to float on top of the water, but fish like to stay inside. I have a surprise for you on the porch. And the surprise likes to eat bread. The surprise likes to sometimes go like this around in a little bit of water. And the surprise sometimes goes beep, 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 beep when it's a baby. And quack, quack, quack when it's grown up. Can you guess what it is? Shall we go out now? Out to the porch. Can you hear it? Be very quiet. Maybe you can hear it. There are really two of them. There, you're saying hello, aren't you? And here's your friend. Here's your friend. Two ducklings. Oh, I don't want you to drop. No. Now, I'm going to put some water in a basin for you so you can paddle around a little bit. Will you stay in your box until I have it ready? Okay. Here you go. Here's a hose, and we'll fill up this little basin so they can paddle around in some water. I'll turn the hose on here. Loud water and soft water. Yeah, I think that's enough. Turn it off. I got a little outside the basin. When you have something to put water in, you keep the water in it. Yes, Mr. Rogers. Okay, ducks. We're about ready for you. Want to swim? Want to try that water? Try it. Try it. Would you like a little bread? Just a tiny piece of bread in the water. Yeah, you like the bread, don't you? The boy ducklings grow up to be daddy ducks, and the girl ducklings grow up to be mama ducks. They're so soft. And as they grow, their bills get longer and longer. Sure, their bills grow as they grow. They seem to be hungry. Mr. McFeely brought them by just a little while ago, and he said he'd come get them a little later. But he knew that you'd like to see them. Say, there's Officer Clemens over there.
Hello.
Hi, Officer Clemens.
How are you?
Come on, sit down.
Hey, what
see
have
our
you got here?
Little ducklings.
Boy, are they ever pretty.
They nice? Would you like to feed them?
Yes, so little.
Get this hose out of your way. Yes, they're little baby ducks.
You know, Mr. Rogers, we have some ducks over at the Westwood Zoo.
Oh, do you?
Yes, only they're much bigger than these. And they're all different colors.
Oh, I like the different colored ones.
And if you look at them closely, you know, like in their necks and on their back, their feathers are orange and blue and red.
Really?
And brown.
Oh, I bet they grow up to be pretty ones, don't they?
Oh, they sure do.
See how hungry these little ones are?
Boy, he's eating up all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are. Can I pick one up?
Sure.
Come on. Boy.
Any lively?
I won't hurt you.
See, this soft fur, after a while when they grow up, gets to be feathers, harder feathers.
Oh, yeah.
Stiff.
Boy, such a fancy little fella.
Isn't he? You know that song that we sometimes sing about fancy?
Sure I do. You mean some are fancy on the outside and some are fancy on the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you sing it with me?
I'd love to.
Maybe you'd sing it with us too, would you?
Why don't you start it?
All right. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy. And so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Girls are girls right from the start.
Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mommies. Only boys can be the daddies, yes, sir. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outside, yes, sir. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine.
What a special voice you have. What a fancy voice, Officer
Clemens.
Well,
thank you very much. You know, Mr. Rogers, I think I've got to get out of here. I'm expected to meet with some other officers in just a few minutes.
Oh, really? Well, I know you've got lots of meetings, but I'm glad you'd stop by and see these ducks.
Thank you very much.
Come back, Officer Clemens.
Bye.
Thanks for singing with us. Isn't it great to have a neighbor like Officer Clemens? He'd come by and play with our ducks. Yeah.
There you go.
You know what? He talked about those different ducks at the Westwood Zoo. Well, that's where the frog family moved. I wonder if Tad has met some of those ducks there. Let's look and see if it's time for the trolley, okay? The trolley of make-believe. There's Daniel's clock. And there's the frog's old pond. And the museum go-round. I suppose Lady Elaine's busy there today. There's X's tree. And Henrietta's house. And there's the factory. Yep, it is time for the trolley. See if the trolley's... Oh, just coming. Trolley, we got here at just the same time. Mm-hmm. We'd like very much to go with you to the neighborhood of make-believe. Would you take us, please, into the neighborhood? Thank you, trolley. Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Ex.
Hi. Oh, golly, I'm glad to see you. How in the world are you?
Oh, I'm just great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. What have you got there in your arm?
A duck.
A duck?
Mm-hmm.
He's a beauty. Is he asleep?
Oh, no. He's just a model.
Oh, model.
Yeah.
Models are different from live things, aren't they?
Yes. Live things eat and breathe and move.
Yeah. I'm sure glad I'm not a model. I like being a real owl, I do.
I'm glad you're the way you are, too, X.
I am, too. I'm glad I'm the way I am. I'm glad I'm me. I'm glad I'm the way that I'm supposed to be. I like how I look. I like the way that I feel. I feel that I have a right to be quite pleased with me.
I'm glad I'm the way I am. I think I'm fine.
You are.
I'm glad I'm the way I am. The pleasure's mine. It's good that I look the way I should. Wouldn't change now if I could.
I'm glad you're you, too.
I think that I'd better take this duck to Lady Elaine.
Oh, is it for her?
I think that I'd better take it right away.
Time to sing. Okay, if you say you've got to go, then I guess you'll have to go. But I'm glad you came by here.
I like you, X.
And I like you, Lady Evelyn.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Lady Evelyn.
Goodbye, X the Owl. Goodbye, X the Owl. Robert Troll!
Lady Evelyn, I'm a son.
Dude! Golly, how are you?
I think I'm saying I'm pretty good. I can't
follow. Oh, and how's Sarah Saturday?
Oh, I'm so sorry, because bottom down there's the frogs. They got them knee-deep. It's the frogs. They got Dr. Frog, Mrs. Frog,
oh,
Tad. Yes.
They
knee-deep.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that they're well.
Where'd you get to take back? It was a jarbar pond.
Oh, it's for Lady Elaine.
Oh, that's a good
one.
That's pretty. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a model.
Oh, it's a model. We can't buy it, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, I got to see Brian around to King Friday.
You have to see King Friday?
Yeah. I got sorry, I'll stay ringing with your duck and Ingram.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'll see you later.
Okay, here you go, bye.
Okay.
Good.
Goodbye, Robert Troll.
Bye, Dada.
Robert Troll? Hi.
Ah, what'd you say, X? We can hear about him, Bonson. They were so too.
Yeah. Dude. Let's do it once more, okay?
Okay.
Dude.
Oh, I like your boots.
Look at my dad's your boots.
Yeah. How is Sarah Saturday?
Well, Sarah Saturday fine. I can sit by sitting in a bonnet for her. I think any man.
Oh, I see. And the frogs are okay?
Oh, sure. They got something. Knee-deep, knee-deep.
That's the way they sometimes talk. Knee-deep, knee-deep.
No, you got a bad sentiment. Knee-deep, knee-deep. Put your chest out. You got a bottle of it.
Oh. Knee-deep. Murder.
Yeah, that's it. Let me get the bottle. That's good. Actually, you didn't buy that.
Thank you.
Oh, I just signed up for a surprise. I get a bottle of bond. I got a bond. I'll go to bed and sing again and come back. All right?
Oh,
Kenny?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, fine. He says he's got a surprise, something that he made he wants to show us. Maybe we should tell Henrietta that. Henrietta? Henrietta?
Meow. Meow, you're calling meow? Meow. Meow, everybody. Meow.
Well, Robert Troll has made something and wants to show it to us.
Meow. Meow, Robert Troll. Meow, like Robert Troll. Meow. Meow. Meow, meow, meow.
There you are. Hey, Robert Troll.
Hey, you're about to head to the pussycat.
Meow, see? Robert Troll.
You got a bottle of bond outside behind your sister's in the other.
Little sister puppets?
Uh-huh. Mr. Yama say, yes. You can just say, meow. Yes, there. Oh. I got a bottle of bond. I seen it. See?
One of them says yes, and the other one says no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that one's there. You got to ask some questions. They get a bone out about us.
Oh, see? I will. We can ask some questions. Sisters, are you trolls?
What did you say? Are you trolls?
No.
No.
Are you sad?
No, you're not sad.
No. Do you know Sarah Saturday?
Oh, sure. Yes,
Is Sarah Saturday going to come to live here in this neighborhood sometime?
They're not too sure. I can't find my son or Sarah Saturday.
They don't know.
No.
Henrietta, you ask, okay? You ask some questions.
Meow. Meow, 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 all at you, meow. Meow, meow.
Make a sign of meow, meow.
Ask another question.
Meow, 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 you love me, meow?
Oh. Yes, yes, you get a bottle of us out.
That's great.
Listen, they got a bottle of to King Friday. And I'll put a guy in that bottle of Sarah Saturday again about it.
Oh, are you going to show them to King Friday?
Yeah, they got a bottle.
Oh, that'd be great. Hey, won't he be surprised? Have you made an appointment yet?
No, because you said Nip wouldn't make an appointment, Jeff.
No, well, you have to make an appointment with that telephone can over there.
Oh, over there. Okay. What about a sign about it?
Yeah, and it'll come right down from the sky, and then you talk into it.
Okay. We got a sign about it.
Thanks for showing us.
Well, thank you. We got
time. Meow, 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 Robert Troll, meow.
Hey, we got here. Hello. We got sign it out, boy. Bye for Santa King Friday the 13th. Good. They can say they got a bond for it. And first morning, yes, we can get a bond for it. No, we ain't got a bond for it. Get a bond for it, yes. Yes, we get a bond for it, sir. No, okay. We'll get a bond for it. We'll save that. Thank you very much. We can get a bond.
What is this? Yes? No? What do you mean? Is this a pleasantry? No, it isn't. Is there someone underneath you? Yes, there is. Well, then I suggest that you ask that someone to come up here.
Oh, my God, brother.
Oh, it's you, Robert Troll.
King Friday.
Robert Troll, how pleasant to see you. You're bringing these little yes and no people with you.
You get all about a yes and no. You get all about a bottle of King Edward. Mm-hmm. You say about that? Mm-hmm.
Oh, a nice bow with no and a nice bow with yes. Lovely. Yes. Thank you for showing them to me. Did you make them, Robert Troll?
Yes, my honest. I get a bottle of bond. I make a bottle of bond, didn't I? Yeah.
Oh, you like to make things, don't you?
Yes, sir. We can borrow one, and then it's back down and borrow it outside and put us in a bed.
Yes. Well, now to serious matters, Robert Troll. Do you bring me news from Westwood?
Oh.
You do?
Yeah, bring news to come for Sarah Saturday.
Oh, Sarah Saturday. Is she coming today?
Is she coming today? No. No, she ain't got a bonfire with Sarah Saturday. They're coming today. They've seen him.
I see. Well, that will give us time for a few lavish preparations, then. Would you help me try on my new robe, Robert Troll?
Yes, he can better on that. We can put help try it on.
Brand new one, yes. Yes and no. Why don't you just sit right over here while Robert Troll helps me? I shall fetch it.
All right. You sit right here, Bob Orton. Yes, we get that. And no, you sit right over here and drop like that there. Hey, that's good. He is in on him. Take it upon. See.
You like it, do you?
Johanna says it's beautiful. You get bowed out by that. It's lovely. You get that. Well, just put this on up and that.
Yes, you like that? You think Sarah Saturday will like it?
Yes, sir. You can buy it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
of
course.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.
Yes. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you'd help me, Robert Troll. Isn't it a fancy robe? Yes. And you're sure Sarah Saturday will like it? Suppose you come with me to my tea room, where we can have some more pleasant troll talk with our tea.
He wants to go about Spider-Man troll talk and Spider-Man escape from King Friday.
You may bring yes with you, and you may also bring no with you. All right? Yes.
All right.
And
yes.
No.
No, you can both come as your own partner.
Exactly. Come along to the tea room. Lovely.
Y-E-S. Yes. So Sarah Saturday's going to come back. And the king is so pleased about it. The S reminded me of Sarah Saturday. This is a plastic duck that Mr. McFeely brought by for me. He had to take the live ones back to the farmer. So he left this one and this one. And I thought I'd just put yes and no on them, the way Robert Troll had on his. Let's put no on this one, all right? N-O for no. N-O. No. Yes. And no. Yes, no. Why don't we take them out to the porch and float them in the real duck's pond? Okay? Down the marker and off we'll go. Would you like to float in the pond? Yes says yes. Okay. Down you go. Would you like to float in the pond? No. All right, then. Why don't you just sit right up here in the bank? Just plastic ducks. They can't do anything for themselves. They're not alive. But they're toys, and we can pretend with them. Sure. You're good for that, aren't you? Not any one person says yes all the time. And not any one person says no all the time. No, because we've got feelings inside and we can decide what we want to say, yes or no. I'm glad to be alive. Mm-hmm. Aren't you? I'm glad I'm the way I am. I'm glad I'm me. I'm glad I'm the way that I'm supposed to be. I like how I look. I like the way that I feel. I feel that I have a right to be quite pleased with me. I'm glad I'm the way I am. I think I'm fine. I'm glad I'm the way I am. The pleasure's mine. It's good that I look the way I should. Wouldn't change now if I could, 'cause I'm happy to be me. I hope you can sing that. I'm glad I'm the way I am. Because I'm glad you're the way you are. Yes, sir. Plastic ducks can't eat, can't sleep, can't grow, but you sure can. It's time for me to go. Yeah. But I guess you know when I'll be thinking about you. A lot. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day and each week such a special one by just being you. Mm-hmm. Sure do like you. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.